He's brought you a fresh supply of coals.
The old butler, Ralph. He seemed about the same age as the house itself.
And that is?
Elizabethan, mainly. Mind you, his wife was probably even older.
Yes, sir. You should be more comfortable now, I hope. It's bitter weather tonight.
I know. There was no trap at the station. I walked and froze.
Oh, dear. All the way from town. And these rooms are cold.
Oh, don't worry. Most of us Cape veterans are in pretty rude health.
I'll take no chill.
It might help to close the curtains, sir. These big windows.
No, don't. Thank you. It's a fine night, and I like a moonlit garden. Reminds me I'm back in England, Ralph. Home and safe.
If you don't mind my asking, sir.
Far away.
I couldn't help hearing what you said of young Master Godfrey. At dinner.
It's good to have an appreciative audience.
Well, you may know my wife nursed him when he was a young lad.
Certainly. I have often heard him say she was second in his affections only to his mother.
Oh, that pleases me to hear, sir. So, you might say from that I'm in a way to be his foster father.
It's natural you should take an interest.
You say Master Godfrey carried himself well, sir?
By God, I do. Once, he pulled me right from under the Boers' rifles.
He was always courageous.
Just as well. Or I can tell you I shouldn't be here now. There wasn't a braver man in the whole regiment.
Nothing would ever stop Master Godfrey, sir. There's not a tree in the old park he hasn't climbed. He was a fine boy, Mr. Dunn.
I can well believe it.
And you're the witness, sir. He was a fine man.
You speak of him as if he were dead.
I don't know what you mean.
You say he was a fine man. What do you mean by that? What is all the mystery, Ralph?
You will have to ask the master that, sir. He knows.
Look here. For I'm going to ask you plain. What has become of Godfrey Emsworth?
It's not for me to interfere. Good night, sir.
Now listen. You'll answer me this one question. If I have to hold you here all night...
Please let me go, sir.
I must know. Is Godfrey dead?
I wish to God he was.
He ran from me, Mr. Holmes. I was in no very happy state of mind.
Oh, God help him!
I thought it plain. My poor friend had got involved in some criminal endeavor. At the least, something which touched the family honor. So badly that that martinet father of his had sent him away.
Could you believe that of him?
Godfrey was sometimes easily influenced. I feared he might have fallen into bad hands, been misled to his ruin. But I knew my duty to him. I spent some time pondering how to proceed. I was anxious, restless. I got up.
Godfrey!
And there he was, my friend, standing before me.
Dear heaven! Godfrey!
Ah, your problem begins to present some very unusual features, Mr. Dodd.
He stood outside the window, his face pressed against the glass. I thought he was a ghost. But then, his eyes met mine, and then I knew him for a living man. His face held my gaze. What a change, Mr. Holmes. He was so deathly pale.
Ill, you mean?
No, worse. Shocking. I've never seen a man so white. He sprang back.
He saw you looking at him.
I suppose so. Then he vanished into the darkness quicker than thought.
Athletic, then?
As ever he was. But slinking, furtive, somehow guilty. And that ghastly face, glimmering as white as cheese in the darkness. Mr. Holmes, I had known Godfrey as a frank, manly lad. My fellow corporal. But now...
You followed him?
I didn't wait about. When you've been soldiering a year or two out in the Cape Province, you learn to keep your nerve and act quickly. Even so, I wasn't as fast as I should have been. There was an awkward catch on the blasted window.